Now I have the pleasure of bringing on Lon Lundgren. He is the founder and president of Mr. Motorhome. How you doing, Lon?
Well, couldn't be better. Thank you for having me. It's great to be back.
You bet. Okay, so you were back on the show a couple years ago when we were on a different station and we were down in Sacramento. Now we're here a little closer to my backyard, so you had to make it a little more of a commute.
Well, it's kind of funny because I bought a house in Rockland in 1979. And that was back when people, you say, where do you live? And I would say, well, I live in Rockland. And they would go, you live way up there, way
the
out
sticks.
Of there. I mean, and it was literally the out in the middle of nowhere back then. But
it's
boy,
amazing.
Certainly. I lived right on Sunset Whitney Golf Course, nice. Which unfortunately is no longer there. They've closed it up, but a great spot. And yeah. I really enjoyed it when I was up here.
Well, your business is located a little bit further south here of here, right? So talk to us about your business, Mr. Motorhome. Talk to us about the organization.
Well, Mr. Motorhome, this is my 41st year being Mr. Motorhome.
Wow.
I originally started in 1978 over on El Camino Avenue. I had a little tiny lot there where I could maybe squeeze 15 RVs on the lot. And kind of got my feet wet and stayed there for quite a while. And then about 10 years ago, moved over to Mack Road and 99, where I could squeeze on about 50. And then 5 years ago, I moved out to Elk Grove, where I was fortunate enough to make a good deal on an old Ford dealership. We have 5 acres, and in the last year, we added on another acre.
Nice.
So we're almost 6 acres and almost 350 RVs on display.
Wow. Okay, so thinking about the size of your organization today as, you know, 15 RVs to 350, enormous growth. How's the industry changed over this time? Obviously, your business has transformed.
Well, when I started, of course, we were just kind of onesies and twosies. Now the business has exploded. Everybody wants an RV. Do you want an RV in your life?
I do, yes.
Absolutely. Everybody. I mean, what more fun than if you have an RV? You can jump in and go. You know, you can take short trips. You can take long trips. You can take your family. You can go alone. There's a lot of things, but you can see if you're driving down the freeway nowadays, what do you see? You see a ton of RVs, trailers going down the road. But the business itself, it's expanded because nowadays you take your RVs with all the slide outs. It's like taking your house with you. You've got satellite built in. You've got the whole thing. It's kind of like not like going out camping. It's like,
right.
You know, living in style when you go.
Interesting. Yeah, I have friends that I don't have an RV currently. However, I have friends that have them, and they go in groups. They go in packs. I don't know how many travel at a time, but it's sort of like a party on wheels, not just you and your wife or you and your family. It's groups.
Well, there's a lot of destinations, as an example. I had a location down in Arizona for the last 20 years. Just this last year, I decided that I'm going to rent out the location. I'm getting a little old, long in the tooth to go down and spend 4.5 months, almost, you know, 7 days a week, 10 hours a day. But it's a little town called Quartzsite, Arizona, and in the wintertime, it's the RV capital of the world, and thousands and thousands, literally hundreds of thousands of RVs descend on this little town. So that's the kind of things that are happening. There's places all over Pismo Beach. There's places, you have to remember that, especially in the wintertime, a lot of the people that are in the snow or where it's cold, they want to get out of there. Canada, a ton of Canadians drive RVs, and they come down to the U.S. and travel all over the place.
Amazing. Okay, so thinking of the industry, you know, they've got it's state-of-the-art technology. You talked about satellites. Like, what's the craziest thing somebody will put into their RV? Because they're customizable at some point, right?
Oh, they've got everything. Fireplaces, you know, the TVs that pop in and out of the walls. The big satellite dishes that are on top that can get any kind of station from all over the world. And, of course, the big thing is how easy they are to drive now. I mean, they're if you go into some of the RVs nowadays, they're like if you sit in the driver's seat, you'd think you're on a cockpit of an airplane. There's so many doodads and dials there. But a lot of people, that's what it's all about. They love it.
Yeah. All right, let's talk about the entrepreneurial journey. So getting into the mindset of somebody who's built this incredible company. Don't tell me it's all been easy. What? Talk to me about some ups and downs in the road.
Well, I can tell you, you know, and like your former guest said, it takes a lot of drive because there's no way that you can be in business nowadays without spending a lot of time and being particular being right on top of what's going on. Certainly as you grow, as a business grows and you have more employees, the challenges go along with that. And anytime that you have, we started out with just me and then me and another guy and me and then, you know, we got all the way up to 75 employees. So I've been fortunate enough in the last year to kind of cut back on employees and kind of downsize a little bit. So now we're somewhere in the neighborhood of 45 and, it's a well-oiled machine. We have a service department, a parts department, a sales department, and it all works together, and that's what it's all about. We like to say when you come to Mr. Motorhome, it's the old-fashioned way. We don't high-pressure anything, and, of course, the difference between Mr. Motorhome and almost all the other dealerships is that we sell only pre-owned RVs, and the biggest downside of RVs nowadays, if you buy a new RV, you're going to spend anywhere from $75,000 to $500,000. You keep it 4 or 5 years, they depreciate like a rock. So our main niche is, you know, 5 to 10-year-old RVs, absolutely just as good as a new one, but for substantially less money. And that's what it's all about. And that's what's led to a lot of the success that we've had while all these years I've been in business.
It's interesting finding that niche. When did you decide? Because the thought has crossed your mind to go new at times, and why stay in your niche?
Well, I was a new dealer.
Okay.
We go back about 15 years ago, and I sold new ones for about 5 years. And the downside was I would sell a brand new one to someone, and they would come back 3-4 years and they want to trade it in. Yeah. And I would say, well, you know, your RV is worth this much money now. And their eyes would pop out of their head and they'd go, what happened?
Yeah.
So I decided that's not where I want to be. Mm-hmm. I want to be at the spot where we can give a product that is just as good for hundreds of thousands of dollars that they can get for $75,000, $60,000, $50,000.
Yeah, well, you talked about I'm going to bounce back to the employee comment that you made. You're down to 45 employees, but I'm sure you're down to a strong group, right? Last time I was in there, the people were so gracious. They come up and talk to me and made me feel at home. And I'm wondering, in terms of, like, what does it take to build a leadership team? Because with 45 people, it's not all on you anymore. There's other leaders.
Well, of course, and the biggest thing is we try and make it fun. Because when you come to work, you know, you can kind of get down and it can be a drag and you have to go to work. And that's not what we have. Every Saturday, Sunday, we have big luncheons for all the employees. We like to have, of course, our mascots of the business are the guard puppies. So we turn the guard puppies loose. We have 6 dogs that are part of our advertising that we've been using for all these years.
Okay, I got to dive into this for a second. So you have these dogs that run around the lot.
Well, they don't run around. Take them out. We introduce them to all the customers.
And, okay, you know, what kind of dogs are they?
Chihuahuas and pugs. They're all little tiny dogs. But
that's part of the marketing strategy, is having these dogs that the customers sort of fall in love with.
Well, all these years I've been on TV and do the ads, and the guard puppies are always with me when I'm on the commercials. And everywhere I go, everybody wants to know, where's the guard puppy? So we actually have people that just visit the lot. They have no intention of buying an RV, but they want to meet the guard puppy.
That's hilarious. So. I love it. Okay, obviously, marketing genius. When are we going to get you on the billboards, marquee media billboards? Is that a possibility?
I'm open to every kind of advertising there is. I believe that there's no one particular way to do it. I mean, I'm on radio a lot, you know, as we did it in the KHDK studios, Grant Napier show for all these years.
Right.
And it's been very successful. But we do TV, we do media, we do a lot of internet. You know, nowadays you have to hit everywhere that you possibly can to get the customers. I mean, being in business nowadays is dog eat dog, let's face it. In my business, there's competition all over the place. Everywhere you go, you'll see an RV dealer somewhere. Why do they want to come to Mr. Motorhome? Mm-hmm. Well, because all these years we do one thing, and that's how we treat our customers very well. I'm always there. They always have access to me. When I sell an RV, I come out and talk to every person that buys one, and I make it clear, hey, if you have any issues or anything that I can help you with, feel free to call me personally, and that's the kind of business that we've developed through the years.
So I'm thinking about what success looks like. I guess every time somebody drives off the lot with a smile on their face, there's some success. But in terms of the broader vision for Mr. Motorhome, what's success look like? And I'm also wondering what success looks like overarching, because as an entrepreneur, like we talked about earlier, it's not all about the business, right? It's we have a life.
Well, the best thing, the business that we're in, we sell fun. You know, that's what people, you know, everybody leaves our lot with a big smile on their face, let me tell you. And I get calls all the time. They use the RV. They've gone all over the country. You know, they had nothing but fun. And we encourage that. There's vacation clubs that we're affiliated with. So when you buy an RV, you can join one of these clubs. You can travel around with different people. A lot of people are alone, believe it or not, and they want to just travel and see the country. And there's a lot of clubs that you can join, and that's specifically what they do. So it's a great way, camaraderie, you know, places to go. And of course, we all want to see the United States. I mean, everybody says, yeah, I want to go to Europe. I want to go here. Hey, how about traveling around the U.S. and seeing everything that we have, all the national parks, all the, you know, the shorelines. I mean, myself, there's still a ton of places I'd love to see, and there's no better way to do it than an RV, because you can do it at your own leisurely pace.
I want to hit all the ballparks, all the Major League Baseball parks, and then I want to go through and do all the NFL football stadiums as well. So that's on mine. Now, I've thought about taking the motorhome, but I don't know if I trust myself to drive them. You say they're not that hard to drive? Like, I don't know. I don't want to be backing one of those things in and hurt something.
Let me just tell you, you see them on the road, everybody's driving them. No, they're not that hard to drive. As a matter of fact, if you buy a bigger motorhome, the visibility when you're in the cockpit, they have the big windshields, the super big mirrors, backup cameras. Actually, they're very easy to drive. It just takes a little getting used to.
Okay. I'm not going to say that you dodged my question, but I'm going to re-dive back into this. Okay. What's success look like for you personally?
Well, you know, I've been fortunate. You know, one of my passions is car collecting. So I have a pretty substantial car collection, and it gives me a lot of pleasure to go out and take a look at the cars and take them out every Sunday and drive them around, go to the car shows.
Which ones do you like the best?
My favorite, I'm more of a muscle car guy. Okay. So I have, my favorite probably is a 55 Nomad. It's a resto mod with a 350, all kind of jazzed up and absolutely gorgeous. And then you step on the gas and, you know,
it goes.
Just that stepping on the gas is the thrill of a lifetime.
I've got a 68 Camaro convertible. It's kind of like the one over there sitting there. That's a 69, actually, but it's a red convertible. But I never get a chance to drive it. How often do you drive your baby?
Well, I try and get out, you know, at least a couple times a month. It's usually on Sundays because I take Sundays off. And or go to the car shows and take a lot of the cars to the show. So I take them around, you know, substantially.
So success is enjoying that car collection. So what's the next car that you'd like? Do you have any that is like, I'd like a dream car, or do you already have that?
Well, one of my buddies in high school, way back when, and I won't tell you when because it's so long ago, but he had a GTO. And nice. I've yet to be able to find that GTO that wanted a convertible. 1967 GTO, 4-speed. You know, it's out there somewhere. I know I'll have it someday.
I love it. Okay, just closing thoughts. We're always looking for these helpful hints for entrepreneurship, right? We're thinking the people listening to this show, they're either thinking about becoming an entrepreneur, or maybe they're a small business person that's looking to do something like what you've done in your company where you've grown it like crazy. Advice to that next one in line.
The bottom line is I don't think you ever know where you're going to end up in life unless your parents have a business and you end up going into that business. You know, I ended up in the RV business because of necessity. I had a buddy that was selling RVs, and he brought me over, and I started selling them, and I said, hey, you know, I think I can do a better job than they're doing themselves. So I started small, and, you know, it takes a lot of, hard knocks, doing things the wrong way, doing things that you probably could have done better, and learning how to do things more efficiently and more profitably. You know, that's the name of the game when you're in business. You have to make money in order to continue. So as you go along, hey, you give it your best shot, but I'm always there. And like your former guest said, it takes a lot of drive. You have to be there. You have to be there for your customers, and you have to be there for your employees, and you make a great environment for everybody to work. That's what makes a success, because if everybody's happy, it all works that way. If everybody's unhappy and things are going the wrong way, then it just doesn't happen.
Words of wisdom from Lon Lundgren, founder and president of Mr. Motorhome. Thanks, Lon.
Very good. My pleasure.